What really makes us better people is our capacity to question the status quo to achieve positive change. If you are seeking to adopt new habits, to learn about a kind lifestyle, low-waste living, and speaking up for justice, you have come to the right place. Together, we will make the switch that will light up this world. I'm Morgan, and I'm happy to welcome you on this journey. Hello, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, new souls or old souls, the ones who've been following me for a little while or the newbies here, welcome. In this new episode, I want first to welcome you in my new humble abode. If you're not familiar with this expression, it basically means welcome in my new home, welcome in my new household. Indeed, Mark and I have moved into a new apartment, and we will soon be revealing all the details about this new home in a video on our respective channel called Eat the Rainbow. And by the way, if some of you don't know Mark, my boyfriend, who's also vegan and animal rights activist, he's just created recently his online podcast on YouTube. On YouTube, he dedicated a channel to it, which is called like his podcast, Aktiv Vegan. So it's written Aktiv in German, A-K-T-I-V, and then vegan. So today I want to talk about something that's really dear to my heart. Over the years of different experiences within the vegan movement, I've noticed how vegans are often called extreme or aggressive, maybe even violent, which can be the case. Like in France, it happened that some vegans just like, threw some stones at some butcher's windows. But I want to like to clarify this and why you should remain unapologetic when people call you extreme or aggressive or whatsoever. And the reason why it's important for me to clarify this is because we all know this. We've all experienced this. I'm sure you have in conversations with people. And that's a very normal human reaction. When people are conscious about some of their wrongs, some of the immoral things that they might be doing, well, they get offended by people revealing them the truth, people putting them on the spot and calling them out for their actions. And this is our role as vegans. If we are not delivering the truth, if we are not uncovering the truth and calling people out and holding them accountable for their actions, then there's no way we're going to be able to change this world. And the thing is, we have been fucking up around for long enough, I think, given the, you know, the current facts, scientific facts and environmental facts that show up every day, whether it's on TV, on Facebook, on Instagram. We are all fully aware that we've really deeply, strongly fucked up. And yet no one seems to really take responsibility, even when you're talking between vegans. Some vegans will call you out for being too straightforward, for being too direct, and for leading directly. How can I say this? But they will reproach you being too direct with the bypassers and being too aggressive in the way you're saying that the bypassers that we talk with Anonymous for the Voiceless, when we're telling them that they are the reason why this is happening. Well, some people will tell you, no, you can't talk like this with people. Like, you have to show respect and compassion and empathy, and you have to be nice to them because, and don't get me wrong, I used to think that way. I would be the first one to say, you know, you have to meet people where they're at and tell them that it's okay if they're maybe vegetarians or still eating some meat and they're trying. And yeah, like if you show love, then they will get the message and they will leave the conversation with a good image of vegans. And if they have this positive image in mind, well, then it will, you know, encourage more, inspire them more to go toward veganism, which now I think is totally dumb. It's not how I would proceed. And if I still were an animal abuser, I would like someone to call me out. What I like, I saw a workshop by Paul Bashir, the founder of Anonymous for the Voiceless. And he says, like, so most people are animal abusers, consciously or not. But if we were like human murderers, like if we murdered humans, we would go in prison for that. We could spend a life sentence for that. Now, every day on the street, there are billions of people walking who are animal abusers. And it's not even a big deal. We don't get arrested. We don't get to pay fines, or we don't get to go in prison for killing and eating animals. So people should be happy that we're calling them out for their actions. They should be happy that we are giving them the chance to be a better person. They should be happy that we're telling them the truth so that they can act, responsibly and, yeah, do what's right and moral. Yeah, so people should actually be thankful that we are there to hold them accountable. And I'm, you know, I'm so happy that I could change who I was, change my habits, my whole lifestyle, and question myself so that now I can truly think I'm a better person. I made mistakes, and now I improved and I became better. And now I can truly call myself an animal lover. And that's not even the point. You don't have to be an animal lover to leave animals the fuck alone, to leave them live their life free of oppression. It's like, I don't have to like you or a black person or a yellow person or a green person to understand that it's not okay to abuse them, to exploit their reproductive cycles and reproductive systems. I don't have to like them to understand that it's not okay to kill them. And the thing is, because people are so removed from the reality, they don't even think they're responsible for what's happening to animals. But just like it doesn't make it okay for someone to kill someone, it still doesn't make it okay if this same person is paying someone to kill the other someone. And it's the same situation with animal products consumption. It doesn't make it okay if I pay someone to abuse someone or to kill someone, to slit their throat. And that's why people have to really just freaking wake up, freaking realize what they've been doing this whole time. And just like Earthling Ed has recently said in a video on coronavirus, but which is more about animal abuse rather than coronavirus, he said, when we exploit others, everyone suffers. And it's the truth. let's put it that way. Animal abuse is the stem of everything. It's the root of everything. As soon as we started to exploit animals, we started using more resources from our planet. We started becoming more greedy. We started also exploiting human beings, because we thought, okay, if we can, you know, use animals to be more profitable with food and so on, then, you know, why not do it on people? And with this kind of thought, with this kind of ideology, let's say, we started justifying everything just based on that. And when we exploit animals, we suffer greatly, a great deal. In 2008, 63% of the population of the death in that year were due to diseases like cancer, diabetes, obesity, heart disease, and so on. And the four principal factors that contribute to such diseases are bad nutrition, so poor nutrition, poor exercise, and the two last one were tobacco use and alcohol use. So, and those are basically self-inflicted diseases. So when people decide to abuse animals and eat their corpses, they then become those diseases that they should never become in the first place if they were not eating these animal products, or at least they would decrease the risk of contracting such diseases. And the four, all those conditions I've cited, like heart disease and cardiovascular and obesity, they just come through our habits. So, yeah, people should definitely be grateful that we are informing them. We are literally being the resource that enables them to not be ignorant anymore, to not be hypocrites anymore, to not be animal abusers anymore. I mean, if I know tomorrow, I can say, I can lift that burden off my shoulders, that's a great deal. Like, I would thank this person 1,000 times. And yet, when we go on the street and we try to help these people, all we get, or mostly, is negativity, and vegans are aggressive. So people get that negative feelings because we're telling the truth. Well, they should use this negative impression to disrupt the industries who are doing this to animals. They should get freaking pissed off by what's happening to the animals, not by what we're saying. It's not the truth that comes out of our mouth that should make them pissed. It's the truth itself. When they are on the spot, when people witness this injustice, when people witness different kinds of animal abuse, they should be pissed off by that and not by us, for we are just the medium that enables them to see the truth. And yeah, so, you know, I think I would have been happy if they could have been no slavery at all, or surely a lot of people could have been happy if slavery had ended much earlier than it did, because of people being mediums, because of people informing other people. And, you know, if we can enable such a change in society, I think that's something that everyone can be grateful for. And in the first place, the animals. Because at the end of the day, they are the only ones who are truly suffering. They are the ones who are enduring everything because of our purchase choices. They are the ones who are going through hell. And therefore, I should never apologize for showing people what's happening to these animals, the fucked up, cruel practices that we are inflicting on them. I should never apologize for that. And of course, I'm going to be aggressive in the sense that I'm going to use my rage, my sadness. I'm going to use, all this sadness inside of me in order to raise awareness. And I might sound a bit outraged when I talk with people, but it's because, of course, no one should be happy about it. No one should, you know, talk about how a cow is raped and her baby is taken with like a smile on her or his face. And sing along it and dance maybe. It's nothing funny or happy. So people have to understand that we definitely have a good reason for talking like we talk or for being so motivated and dedicated to this cause, because it's huge. And it has been going just for so long, for too long. And now it's about time it ends. So if you're a vegan or not a vegan, and if I've ever talked to you about these different practices that are inflicted to animals, and if you've gotten offended, well, I'm sure it's because inside of you, you know how much is wrong. And, you know, if you feel offended about the truth, then that means you yourself have to do something about it. It's not my fault if you have, maybe some guilt about your actions, but it's your role to do something about it and to change the way you think about yourself. So I think, that's all the time I had to dedicate to this episode, but I hope in some way it inspired maybe some of you to become less apologetic or not apologetic at all. I hope it inspired you to be more motivated and to be more brave when in conversations with strangers, to not feel any anxiety or fear for telling the truth, because it's our job. And at the end of the day, if we get closer and closer to the end goal, which is total animal liberation, then that's the best job we can do. And I really hope one day we get to that point. So thank you for listening to this episode. Thank you for listening and watching. If you're watching this on YouTube, I would highly, highly appreciate if you could leave me a teeny tiny review on Apple Podcasts, or just comment on this video, or send me a message on Anchor, or just whatever. Share this video, share the podcast episode. And so that we can reach more people and enable a quicker change in this world, for we all need it, and especially the animals. Thank you so much for listening, watching. I will see you in the next episode. Bye.